This is Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm your host, Tyler, and happy Friday to you. This is the show where I read articles from some of the sharpest minds in real estate investing. If you want to hear interviews with some of the authors of these articles, check out the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast.
We know you've heard it before. Cash flow is getting very hard to find. There's always long distance investing, but you may be thinking, I don't have a team, enough experience, or the market knowledge to get in. That's where you're wrong. And it's also where Rent to Retirement comes in. Rent to Retirement offers fully turnkey properties that are newly built or renovated, leased and managed, allowing you to invest out of state with confidence. They've got single family, multifamily, new build, and syndication opportunities across multiple markets. They even have BRRRR deals with immediate equity. Rent to Retirement helps investors learn how to build a bulletproof business plan with the best investment and tax strategies around to help you reach financial freedom through real estate. There's no excuse not to get started in real estate investing when you have the right team and systems already in place. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com.
Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
How many properties do you need to retire? By Eric Fernwood. Before discussing how to calculate the number of properties needed to replace your current income, understand that retirement is not a one-time event. Retirement requires rental income that will enable you to maintain your current standard of living for the rest of your life. So, how many properties are you going to need to do this? If there is no inflation, the number of properties you need to replace your current income is easy to calculate. Just for example, if your current income is $9,000 per month and each rental property nets $300 per month, you need 30. $9,000 divided by $300 equals 30 properties. However, the reality is that there will be inflation. So for the following example, I'm just going to assume that the average inflation is 5% and the rent growth rate is 2%. So under these conditions, how will your future rental income compare to the buying power of $9,000 today? I will calculate the present value, inflation-adjusted buying power in years 5, 10, and 15 using a very complicated formula that would be confusing to tell you on a podcast. So just trust me that these numbers are correct. After 5 years, plugging in the numbers, your buying power with that $9,000 income is $7,786. After 10 years, $9,000 is really only worth $6,735. And after 15 years, that $9,000 rental income is only worth $5,826. You can see it just keeps going. Since rents don't keep up with inflation, that purchasing power of that $9,000 is just going to keep going down, 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 forcing you back into the job market. But what if you invest in a location where rents increase faster than inflation? Maybe you buy in a city where rents rise 7% and inflation is 5%. How will future rental income compare to the buying power of $9,000 today? After 10 years, your buying power is now $9,890. After 10, it's $10,869. And after 15 years, $11,944. Because rents increase faster than inflation, you're going to have the additional income required to cover rising costs in the future. And this will enable you to maintain your current standard of living. The next question we need to address is this. How much cash from your savings will be needed for the down payment on 30 properties? Well, it depends on appreciation. Suppose you buy property in a city with low prices. Prices are low because of limited demand over several previous years. So I will assume that each property costs $200,000 and you will have a 25% down payment. The cash from your savings for the down payments on 30 properties are going to be this. 30 times $200,000 times 25% divided by property equals $1,500,000. Accumulating $1.5 million in after-tax savings is going to be challenging for most people. However, there is a way to acquire 30 properties at only a fraction of the capital. Suppose you buy in a city with significant sustained population growth, which resulted in rapid appreciation. In the following example, I will assume an average appreciation rate of 7% and that each property costs $400,000 because of the higher demand. Assuming a 25% down payment, the cash from your savings for the first property will be $400,000 times 25% is $100,000. Because the value of the property is rapidly increasing, you can use a cash-out refinance for the down payment on your next property. For example, assume the appreciation rate is 7%, you'll use a 75% cash-out refinance and the current mortgage payoff is $300,000. How many years will it take to have net proceeds of $100,000? When we plug it into our crazy formula, we get this. It will take 5 years. To get to $120,766 of net proceeds. So, after about 5 years, the net proceeds are going to be enough for the down payment on the next property. Growing your portfolio using a cash-out refinance greatly reduces the amount you pull from your savings. Final thoughts? If you buy in a city with slow rent growth and appreciation, properties will cost less. Your inflation-adjusted income will continuously decline due to rents not keeping pace with inflation, and you'll be forced to get a job again or just keep buying more properties. All investment dollars must come from your savings. If you buy in a city with rapid rent growth and appreciation, properties will cost more. Increasing rents will offset the effects of inflation, enabling you to maintain your standard of living. You can use cash-out refinancing to acquire additional properties, requiring far less capital from your savings. And that'll do it for today's show. Does the thought of buttoned-up paperwork make you toss and turn? Ugh. Let our lawyer-approved lease agreements take the pressure off. With tailored language for all 50 states, no joke, you can rest easy knowing you're protected wherever your journey takes you. Lease agreements are available as an exclusive benefit to pro members, so upgrade your account today to gain access. Visit biggerpockets.com/pro to get started. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.